Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 36 of our 40 days of Teshuva. I need to apologize. I got a little mixed up on the days that I had to fix. Actually, day 30 is a personal reflection day where you would just reflect on what the Ruach has been speaking to you. And I also have a teaching posted on the page where all these audios are on the restoration process. So we are actually in day 36 in the 10 days of awe. This is day 6 as we prepare for Yom Kippur. Again, using the El Het prayer as an outline. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to be conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning. We are in the 10 days of awe, a time to measure our spiritual growth and make amends where needed prior to Yom Kippur. My spiritual annual review, days of awe, day 6, words. In this past year, have I been careful with my words? Have I said things that later I have regretted? How can I better this year with the words I speak? Determine this year that you will hide His words in your heart, so when the pressure is on, it is His words that will come out of your mouth and not the words of the enemy. El Het 36, for the sin we have sinned before you with legs that run to do evil, and for the sin we have sinned before you by gossip mongering. Proverbs 6:16-19. These 6 things does the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination to Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, and feet that are swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. Gossip mongering, also known as Lashon Hara, or the evil tongue. I have a saying in my office that says, please put your arm around my shoulder and your hand over my mouth. This sin has destroyed more congregations and reputations of godly men and women of God more than anything else. Why are we so quick to believe evil about someone because of someone else's words? Most of the time, a person who spreads Lashon Hara is a person who is filled with bitterness and self-hate. The only way they can feel better about themselves is destroy others through evil words. Have we caused others to turn against pastors, rabbis, and teachers because of our own bitterness and anger? Have we been corrected by our pastor or rabbi only to have us turn and rip him apart in front of others because we could not receive godly counsel? Have we ruined someone's reputation because we did not like them? How many young people are tormented by fellow classmates with words? We do not realize how powerful our words are and what a deadly poison they are. People are so quick to believe the worst about someone, even if they never met the person themselves. If you are going to speak words about someone, then why don't you speak the word? We all need to ask God to circumcise our lips, that they would only be used to speak the truth and not gossip and slander. What is truth? His word. Next time you are thinking evil about someone or tempted to speak against them, why don't you stop and think of something positive first? I'm not referring to standing against evil and speaking out against ungodliness in the world. I'm talking about how we treat others as brothers and sisters in Messiah. Do we rip apart our husbands and wives behind their backs and think it's funny? Do we make jokes about people's looks or the way they talk? Do we humiliate people in front of others? There's a Jewish saying, from your mouth to God's ears. What do we want God to hear, an evil report or a good report? What better time of the year to repent of words we have said and to make a decision not to speak evil about someone? We all have been guilty of this in the body of Messiah, and we all need to repent. How many times have we thought, why didn't I keep my big mouth shut? I know I have. Alhet 37, for the mistakes we committed before you by telling people what others said about them. Again, this is gossip. I mean, you can stand in line in any grocery store, and what magazines do they have piled right by the checkout are all, quote, gossip magazines. We are not to participate in this. Again, we need to speak the word. We need to be ready to believe the best of our brothers and sisters in Messiah. If a brother or sister is caught innocent or innocent, we are to go to them individually. Again, there's a process. If they don't listen, then you bring two or three of the elders with as well. And then if they still don't repent and they're brought before the congregation, if they still don't repent, then they have to leave until they come to repentance. But again, there's a process. You know, I see so many men's, especially on Facebook, with people because they don't like a certain minister, or they just believed a lie or a report from somebody else, smear them online, not bothering to do the research and find out, well, is this true or not? Again, most of the time it's jealousy or misinformation. And really, things like that grieve my heart, because I know how quickly people can turn against you in ministry, and how words can rip apart a ministry or a person's reputation. Ask yourself, have I encouraged contention and turned people against each other? Again, we see this is the cause of many church and congregation splits. Somebody becomes disgruntled against the leadership. So instead of just leaving quietly or going to them and trying to work things out, they're not satisfied to leave on their own. They have to gather people with and take them with them. And this is wrong. And you know what? God will never bless somebody who does this. Did I reveal secrets? And have I studied the Jewish laws or Lashon Hara prohibiting such speech? Again, our words are powerful, and our words should be used to build up, to correct in love, to speak forth His word. Again, Yaakov, James speaks about how the tongue sets ablaze a fire, and that it's one of the hardest things that we need to tame. And this is a season to repent of the negative words we said about others, and even about ourselves and our families. We need to control the words that come out of our mouth, because we will be accountable, Yeshua said, for every idle word that has been spoken. Again, it's Yeshua rebuked and corrected those that needed to be rebuked and corrected. But most of the time, we just love to talk about people because it makes us feel better. And that's a lack of knowing who you are in Messiah. That's the sin of pride. That's a sin of coming against, really killing your brother or your sister with your words. And we need to repent of this sin. Again, I love that Jewish saying, from your mouth to God's ears. And actually, it's based on, if you go to Malachi 3, verse 16, it says, and those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem His name. So again, we think a lot of times that our comments are private. The Almighty, our Father, is listening to our words, and we want the words that we speak to be good words written in that book of remembrance before Him. Father, we ask You in the name of Yeshua to circumcise our lips. Father, help us to control. We are the ones that need to control our tongues. Father, we cast down every thoughts and imaginations, every lies that the enemy would try to speak in our ears against a brother or sister in Messiah. Father, that if we have aught against a brother, that we would have the humility to go to them and to make things right, not turn around and slander them with our words and spread malicious lies and rumors. Father, forgive us if we have been guilty of that, if we have ruined somebody's reputation or spoke evil about somebody or criticized somebody behind their back. Father, because we are all guilty of this. Father, we pray, Father, that, again, our lips would be circumcised, our hearts would be circumcised, and that we would pray for one another and lift up one another and pray for each other's success and deliverance and happiness and joy in you. Father, forgive us of jealousy and bitterness, Father, that caused us, Father, to speak out against others. Father, thank you that we come to know who we are in Messiah, that we have pure lips, and that the words that you hear that come out of our mouth will be well pleasing to you. In Yeshua's name, amen.